province, let me tell you what I think it is, I think there's great possibilities. I want a total reexamination within the government of the top secret clearances. Who has, now, and my point is, I'm going to arbitrarily order a revocation, and I'll re-serve the State Department on this entity, the revocation of all 10%, something like that. Get my point? Arbitrarily, I'll say, prosecute. Second thing, I want to know who has clearances outside of there, for example, does Weisner have a clearance? I'll withdraw that, you understand? Yeah, now, this is something where I want, can you list helps on this? But my point is, can we get a hold of, we haven't gone forward yet on the Walter, so we can't be taking that, if you need for the purpose. This, of course, would be perfect for Walter. I agreed to it a month ago, gone forward. And the problem with you. Fine. Now, on this, I want this to be put forward post haste, because I would like to issue an order immediately, and I'm going to just put it out without any discussion. I'm not going to have an MSC meeting, I'm not going to ask the State Department of Defense, I'm going to say, I hereby order that thing. Understand? And we're good. Yeah. And how many people, I want to know how many in the state have top secret clearance? How many defense have top secret clearance? How many have, and I said, I want to reduce to this number, you know what I mean? And you can pick the number, but I arbitrarily ordered that it be reduced. Well, you can make them dramatically, I cut them off there, but look on the inside. That way we can then, instead of having, whenever a paper leaks, they say, well, there are 500 that have the clearance, we can say, right now, there's only 100. To my point.
Thank you. right room.
What?
All right room, isn't that?
What at this luncheon Friday that we were having, this is the last room, included Griswold's. She's hurt, but she has to be a chairman for any decision.
Hey, I haven't been working on these. I was just gonna ask you that. Apparently, I've been taking off for this stuff, ain't no.
They've got a call.
No, I know that, but Alex is taking over on all the other things. I'm frightened of him, but that's...
What's the problem?
Because he doesn't get too impressed, nothing like, he's getting some of the same people all the time. I think they're very poor. Maybe I was doing a poor job, but nobody said anything, and it's just suddenly, I'm not doing it, and I just like...
Which one's the other?
The last two or three. He did the,
The brand name Rose was put on, late that night.
Yeah, but he doesn't know people, so he doesn't know anyone.
That was done by getting an office in Brad.
Well, but it's during October, he's a year.
That was the winner. Or the other, so state center, you go exactly, they have three, you have to change that. The brand's the only one.
The last two or three that have been, that they've had to send out telegrams, they get them so late, they have to call.
That's the brand.
The brand was out.
Set that up very late.
Brand was very late, and so was the next one. That's the most of them that was there.
Well, that's another thing, all this, didn't agree to do to the last.
But, and memos are gone, and just ignore me completely.
Well, they're not supposed to there. If those two that were set up, I think they've got both brand and some also were put on the last minute. We decided to add to the last week. And there's no change on the season, the state, so exactly what that brings. Those two were put on right the last.
But you see what they do? They go all the way down to country directors. They go against all the rules that we've set up. So then when you have the next thing come, the country director for the other thing is just living.
My roads here was a problem. I don't know how many of them. Also, they didn't have much. Say that.
I said we can make points with them. My point is you can't.
I'd rather have given it on some other people outside too.
That's right. See, they don't make any points with you.
Well, I understand. There's no change in the minutes for none.
Okay, well, that I didn't get to understand. They were. He was now in charge.
Only those two.
Because if he is, then I don't want anything to do with him, because I don't want to work with him.
Okay, her name is good.
Take Colson's people and others and evaluate them against others, but if you just take a list and turn it in, you get some pretty bad ones, you know. And you mix the wrong people. You've got to have the right kind of crowd to put it in. They've got to have information weeks ahead, because half of the thrill is being able to tell all their friends are coming and have a white order.
Like this over the last week.
Oh, well, I realize that.
These three are different.
They're wealthy.
These three are different, but I don't care.
term, there's some appointment, would you,
I don't know, I'm not sure, I think he's all right, I think he's liberal, but pretty worried, yeah. Pretty tough, yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, he's that.
He's all right, I'm sure.
You have other names, I just.
I have other names.
When I talked to the Annenberg when he was here, he didn't want to talk to mention about Lisa. Well, because he was talking with me or with you, but he won't go through anybody else. Too many people, they think the people on heaven. They say they're not telling anybody else, but it's back out.
All right, are they talking to you?
And I told him that you felt. John Howard sent you an enclosed book or two things. It's absolutely fantastic. He is always looking for you, and it's American discontent.
Yeah.
The roots of American discontent.
Yeah.
Arthur Steinfeld. Steinfeld.
Sure, good. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Good idea.
I'll acknowledge it, but I'll put it in your reading.
Yeah, sure.
But he doesn't ever send a check. So why don't you know how much it's meant? We sent a letter to his boy who graduated summa cum laude and top of everything. And also has the best, the most finished military graduate out of our institute. The Earl of the...
At what school?
Princeton. I'm going to Harvard, Boston.
Good.
I think we should order some more presidential ashtrays. I should send him one to the congressman. Because he likes to get...
I guess so, yeah. A pretty good thing.
Drudge, you know, from the NSD, Drudge, whatever his name is. He had come before the Public Affairs Council, I don't know. They all thought he was so good that they wanted to get his record and possibly see him on the air. Because there's just never been anyone, and they were all kinds of experts.
We've been pushing it.
Yeah. He said Larry O'Brien came before, and better would melt his mouth, he was so nice, but the Drudge was the hit of the whole thing.
All right.
With his song, there's such great communication between the animals, that he's not much to look at.
Talk to Dick Moore. Say, tell Dick I want it done. But I want him, to report to me.
I think he thinks that somewhere out of repair or...
Incidentally, you also check on this. Here you can check with me. Carol, take a trip abroad or two.
She should.
Yes, she's awfully good at it. And they're awfully thoughtful, and I want them to look for something. I don't want you to ask State Department, but tell Dave is the best one, tell him I want him to recheck in terms of this, and if he's for her going abroad, in other words, to represent the United States in something. Though she's a hell of a lot better to represent than Agnew, you know what I mean?
Well, and look at these numbers.
He's fine, but I mean, she's the first lady.
What she would do with an operation? No,
that's right. That's right, because there's nothing to happen to her anyway. Moderation,
there you
go. Yes, well, you know, she's a good girl.
Anything, you see, because
she can do it. Suppose it's an anniversary of some sort that I can't go to.
Yeah. Any special.
She's awfully hard to get to go. You know, we had to practically kick her to go to Peru, and she can talk about her since.
I know.
But it was like all success.
Yeah.
But she needs to do another one now.
I thought about this. You didn't know whether you could do it or someone else do it. You didn't think anyone has really, and even with all these papers, has given a speech or a talk or gotten it in the papers. For a young kid, like even his son, who's 17 or 18, saying, why are we in Vietnam? How did we get there?
Yeah.
So that people can answer those questions. Who would I give that to? Don't worry about it. Best way to get to the 18-year-olds. They understand what it's all about.
We're at a very difficult stage there because that battle due to the fact was that all of those who got us in are now criticizing getting in.
I know.
Except me, who didn't get in. I haven't stood up on it. And like my November 3rd speech asked, if they want to go back and read that, that tells why you were in Vietnam. And so forth and so on.
Could I ask, do you think Pat Buchanan could pull together something?
Pat Buchanan is the best one to do it. Why, he's absolutely right.
Logically, huh?
But it isn't just that, it's a question for you. He wants to publicize.
Well, he just wants it so people can, like he says, I can't even talk to my son and tell him why we're there.
Yeah, I know, it's very complicated. People forgot.
Phoebe sent me something that was that Wolfert Interiors or something that said it was a funny, it's a joke between you all, but he's the one who used to try to get you nuts.
Oh, yeah.
He said some dumb stuff to Phoebe.
Yeah, the Phoebe sent it to you.
Yeah, just he said sometime you might want to see it.
Wolfert.
It really is just a big ad for him.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Oh, God.
You don't really get a sample, but he thought he'd get a
nuts. Yeah, Wolfert. He's the guy we always were going to rock these windows because he was against me for day and peace against Kel.
Yeah.
Or Jewish. Jewish. And this guy stole papers from you. From you, wrote to you.
Not from you, it's just bad. It's bad. Patty and his family have been doing one great job of speaking on Patty and I. That song is
good.
And, I also told the people out there were trying to back Reagan for the town that there's, you know, they're waiting in a time that Richard Nixon wants the nomination. It's his and that they ought to be back in there.
Yeah.
Very well put, it was nice to hear.
To do it.
I don't know if you guys have seen, but the New York Daily News did a nice little, that on the kids, and then a whole page. Like you might want to take your home with you tonight. When I was up for the Lucha Girls funeral, Ned Cohen came in.
Thank you. Copy.
Yes, he is working on, you know, trying to work
get our office on board and all that kind of stuff. But that's not what she's talking about. The other thing that she I know was having that she has a great hang-up with Colson, who pushes for getting his political people on the dinners. Apparently, Alice, I'm sure, takes Colson's side on it. And that may be where she's starting to eat her Colson's stuff there, too, which I don't know if it's okay. It's maintaining those contact lists and stuff that you go with.
Really, four or five there.
Me any.
The post
Classroom. No, we're in all the other secretaries. Maybe you come with it. But I don't think he's bringing standard. I don't think his standard belongs there.
Yeah, right.
Crazy as hell. I think it's typical of what we're doing here. It's going overboard on it. Just going overboard and having it like so, you run over. That's 12 or 6. Sometimes 2 or 3. Cabin dinner this year, I think. Common situations, you know. It's been very well, so you can make sure. And I think it particularly is important to begin with our statements, our public statements. And where, or what, it may be that they have just fun. I don't know. A lot of press conferences, what you read there, that is not there. Because press conferences, you'll find their report also.
You get so little.
It's 2 months, you're really strong, clear, you're being consistent. The man, conservative man, all that sort of thing. Which you can't go as far as the one.
Saying basically what you told him. Saying it the way you say it in a private meeting. That's the other point he made.
Now you read my contract about the problems, the price of the problems. Now you're over there, you can write except you can't. Write that kind of junior rhetoric.
Gussie tried to go after
him. Colorful, right? I think there's one other side of this story that you interview on. I think Conway may underestimate how much he had actually done this way, you know, and how difficult it is to be played. You know, it's hurt directly against us to break through what they had to do. Chomp, hammer around, pound, this and that, the other issue. Plus, right. Another conversation. I talked to Rogers. He called me about this. On Henry again.
Well, very interesting. He called and to say that he had a letter from John Eisenhower and that John was letting him know that he would be sending a letter of resignation to you. So, you was terrifying your trip plans for San Clemente. Your plane, so we have to take a separate plane.
I think you ought to call him here, bro.
Well, there is a parking lot, there is absolutely nothing to it. She said she had been told. She's still doing the markdown. She said that, but she doesn't have a lot of money by now. Yeah, I just mean it shouldn't be done that way. That's right. His first is not true. And second, her judgment on the list is better than anybody else's because she doesn't know how to balance these things. She knows how to keep State Department people off the chute and on the damn right. She can stop Henry when Henry puts on the people. He's always been here that once. He puts on a jackass on Sonic Bell or something like that.
On the other hand, she has got a lot of input.
Yeah.
Close political input lists and that kind
sure.
of
thing. Sure. That's right. Yeah, and the chowder marching there. There was absolutely nothing for her to do.
No list comes to
there was no question on the list. Each chowder marching by itself, each member of the cabinet had been
there. Ross may have said there's nothing to do on these lists because they're already set or something like that.
I don't know. Another chore.
Check it out.